the first sun of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Bye. praises to the Most High. Yeah, I'm talking to the wife every day. I have to figure out how the Most High gave us wives. They gonna help me. She gonna help me meet this task on this day. Listen, brothers and sisters throughout the four corners of the earth, this is a day that the Most High has made, and we're glad to be in. It's a beautiful, is it summer?
Not yet.
Yeah, well, close to it, because we out here where it's going to be 103 degrees. And so we're not going to be long today, because actually on the Shabbat, we normally stay in our place to teach to you and preach to you, but we're on our way down to Sunnyside, California, to have fellowship with a brother that's kicking off a gathering in that area. Brother Reynald Adams, find him on the YouTube channel, The Truth and the Life. And if I get an opportunity, I'm either going to go YouTube Live, Facebook Live, or Periscope Live while we're down here fellowshipping with him. So I am en route. I'm here with Sister Tamar Torah. She puts up with me having her at the brunt of all my jokes every Shabbat. She's shaking her head.
Hello, brothers and sisters.
Yeah, now she want to be deep.
Really?
We appreciate everybody that's been tuning in. Listening to all the broadcasts. Freely we receive and freely we give. And I was just sharing a scripture in Luke, the 14th chapter, that says we are invited to a setting that we're not to come in with a big head or a haughty attitude, because as being elders, ministers, preachers, whatever, we're servants. And it said in Luke 14th chapter, when you go to a wedding or an event, spectacle, a lot of us want to be recognized. Scripture made it clear, Yeshua HaMashiach said, sit in the back and wait for somebody to come see you and call you up. Because if you remain humble, he will exalt you. And let that be the way that he gets the glory for who you are and what you have to say. And I say that just to say to all of you that in this hour, many of you will be called up to the front to speak on the plight of our people, who we are in this awakening, but await your time. Wait till it transpires. I hope that today, on this celebration of the Emancipation Proclamation called Juneteenth, that y'all don't just party and dance with these Edomites, but that you will let them know the reality and the truth that we're not free yet. But remind them of who they are and who we are and what's getting ready to transpire in this earth. We are coming to the end of Esau's kingdom and are fastly approaching Jacob's kingdom. All praises to the Most High. And that's where we're going. So this celebration is not one of our holy days. But I'm not gonna get on you for going out there and saying something to talk to our people, because it's an excellent opportunity today. They're going to pass out some tracts, some literature, some information about slavery. We are vastly approaching 400 years. The first official form of slavery was in 1619 in Virginia. 2019, we may be at the end of the 400 years. We may possibly see the return of our brother HaMashiach in 2 years. Now, I want you to get happy and go party for the next year or so. I got 2 years. Because he told us to live like he might come at any given time. It means you got to keep your mind straight. And I already know in this hour, it's almost impossible to keep your mind straight. If you're not keeping the commandments, which are a restraining force, along with the Ruach HaKadosh that you call the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, these are the only things that can restrain you in this hour, because this whole world has been turned over to wickedness, lust, and destruction. Look at my people. My people turn up. This whole world is turned over to it. You know, the scripture, we've read the scripture before, and I want you to hear this. And I don't have a set series or lesson a day, but it's so much on my mind. The scripture said that a certain person in homosexuality, lesbianism, certain sins, that the Most High said, I will turn you over to that sin. Well, guess what? This whole world is into lasciviousness, revelry, partying, and getting turned up. He's turned over this world to the passions of their lust and desires. And so that's why I say I know it's hard for you, because this is why he tells us you got to come out of the world. So you have a responsibility right now. Come out of the world and separate yourself. I know on Friday night you want to go turn up, but that's your flesh. You got to kill it off.
I don't.
Yeah, you. That's all. But those that are in their 20s and 30s, they don't know what to do because they got so much energy and they think that their existence is predicated upon being involved in society, and it's not. I applaud you today if you're in your 20s and your early 30s and you're keeping these commandments. All praises to the Most High for you. Oh, man, because I'm going to tell you, I don't know how you're doing. Because I wasn't doing it. I had knowledge of the Christian church. I got ready for Sunday church. But to be able to keep these commandments in this time of awakening, amazing. And I'm praying for you. I just applaud you. I pray for you every day. I want you to be in the remnant. I can't be in the kingdom with a bunch of old folks. I want to be in the kingdom with some young people that know how to turn up and have a good time. Worship, pray. I see these Christians, they got lemon faces, they sour, they don't have no joy. Even some of you Hebrews, I am so tired of seeing these videos of these Hebrews trying to defend their mistakes that they made. It's like those of you who awoke early and started doing YouTube videos and Facebook, you got problems, troubles. You're looking like the Christian church. What you need to do is shut your mouth. You are not a speaker for the entire Hebrew population. What happens is your numbers on YouTube and Facebook went to your head. You're not all that. There will be no leader for our people until Yeshua HaMashiach comes back. And that's prophecy. Humble yourself. So maybe Luke the 14th chapter, the 8th verse is a good scripture for today. Humble yourself. About me. I do this to be faithful because I realize when I don't do it, I'm in sin. That was a lesson about 5 weeks ago.
Right.
If we don't maintain our steadfastness, we're in sin. I'm not going to be in sin. I don't care if only one person listens. I don't know what the Most High does with this show. When we do Heart of a Hebrew Woman on Tuesday, when we do Inspiration on Wednesdays, I stopped doing Thursdays because when I first started doing it, I was kind of like doing something that nobody was doing, which was exposing what was happening in the world through current events. Now everybody got something to say with this Donald Trump crap. Everybody got something to say. So I'm just chilling out. I'm waiting until the Most High speaks to me to say something about current events before I say anything. But anyway, we do these lessons and these shows because the Most High has put it on us, and if only one person listens, it's because the Bible tells us he watches over his word to perform it. So if we give you scripture on the Shabbat, like Psalms 19 and 7, the law of the Lord is perfect. Of our Elohim is perfect, converting the souls of man. So you know I'm going to give you my core scriptures today while we're driving. I'm actually in the car.
While I'm driving.
Yeah, while Tamar's driving. I'm going to give you my core scriptures today. So we have all of you that are awake, you have an assignment to be an ambassador, to be salt to the earth, and a light to this world, and never stop doing what you're doing. But don't look at the numbers and cause yourself to think you are more than you really are. Just do your job, play your part. Let's go before the Father in prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Throughout the four corners of the earth, as we are dispersed and scattered, may the remnant be encouraged, lifted up today, and inspired, renewed. renew a right spirit within us and restore the joy of the salvation that is to come when you return. May we look past all of the mess that this world is trying to spew into our ears and our minds and keep our eyes and our focus on you. Strengthen my brothers, my sisters, my couples, my young people, our family members, and our family members are those that do your will. And your will is those that do the commandments. Put armor on us today so that when we step out on Sunday through Friday, we walk in strong, tearing down Satan's kingdom. It's going to make me a shot on the sheik. I pray so be it. All right. You want to do the herb today? All right. Do you know the story? Because she dropped it. What is it?
I'll just make the announcement. So, Elder V say, shalom, brothers and sisters. I'm sorry, I'm trying to multitask. But Elder V said that we're traveling down the seaside, the gathering. Hope all you guys that are interested in showing up or that will be showing up, hope you get there safely. The address, yes, it's 1000 Playa Avenue, maybe. I don't know because I don't have it in front of me.
Playa
Avenue in Seaside.
All you players be down here today. 1000 Playa is Playa Avenue. I'm not kidding. Playa Avenue. So I'm hoping to see all you players down here. Seaside, California, 93955.
Guess we got jokes this morning. But anyway, so brothers and sisters, if you're headed out that way, like we are, just be safe, get there safely. If not, again, like Elder V said, we'll either be on Facebook, YouTube, or Periscope Live. This week, I'm going to skip the herb of the day and because I need to be focused on this road and not on giving you scriptures. But again, we can go back over, just remind the basic herbs to have are apple cider vinegar, charcoal, mustard powder, make sure you have cilantro, and beets, and all of those minerals and vitamins and herbs. We discussed those previously, but just wanted to really hone on the beet and definitely the charcoal and as far as cleansing our body. I hope that you guys are detoxing. I hope that you are drinking plenty of water, especially with the rising temperatures that we're going to have over the couple of weeks. You have to make sure you're hydrated. You have to make sure that you're detoxing your body just so you can be healthy. And so I pray for you sisters and my brothers that during the summer that you will be safe, that you will be begin to change your eating habits and not indulge in, you know, a bunch of barbecue and all the junk that they are trying to sell you during the summer months. But continue to be healthy. Continue to be whole and live prosperous. Okay, so that's next week we'll do the herb of the day. And so just some brief announcements. Just want to go over briefly. On Tuesdays, I have the Heart of a Hebrew Woman at 6 p.m. Pacific California time. On Wednesdays, Elder B and Brother Dimitri has Inspirational Wednesdays. And Thursdays, like you said, he's kind of pulled back from Straight No Chaser. And then on Saturday, as always, Most High willing, we do have the Shabbat. So at any point, if anyone wants to join us on any of these broadcasts, if there's something that you want to say that's positive or just a message that you want to bring to the people out to the broadcast, please feel free to contact us on our Facebook page at The Peach Preacher Tamar Torah, or you can contact us through Blog Talk or whatever you see fit. Again, I hope you have a blessed Shabbat. Going down here to spend time with our brother and sister. Otherwise, I would be in my pajamas ready to go to sleep. But anyway, Most High willing, we'll be back home next Shabbat to bring you a message and a herb. All right?
I'm going to bring a herb.
Okay. It just can't
if she is serious, she would be asleep. She's getting old. She don't want to get old. She get up. I'm older than her, so I can talk like that.
Right.
Listen, I want to share this herb with you, and I want to give a shout-out to the Aisha Bay family. I just found out she passed when I first started doing herbs 10 years ago to come on the show and do the Healthy at Home show. And a lot of our herbalists have been getting killed, dying or getting killed. So let me let y'all know something. Tamar Torah is not a certified herbalist, so don't y'all come kill her. We just got a lot of information and we're trying to help
right,
our people.
Right, right. I am a program manager.
The
program
Pope is like, ooh, she knows a lot about herbs. She's killing cancer. And they will be waiting for her outside the shop. We don't fear death. We know the
that's
kingdom
right.
is next.
That's right.
She's making a life of everything. But shout out to the Aisha Bay family because I just found out she passed. And she had a lot of good information back in the day. And now we kind of... We listen to a lot of other people. One brother that's pretty good, some of you know about, Timothy Burns, Dr. Burns, no, Truman Burns, and he's up in Oregon, and he does a lot of good research, too. And our people are just slow on these herbs, y'all not knowing.
Right.
So we're just trying to put you up on it because it's a lifestyle now.
Right, and it's just the pharmacia that the white coats keep trying to push into our people. You know, even speaking with my family the other day, my wasn't feeling well, and here goes my aunt. Well, did you take some Pepto, baby? No, I didn't take that junk, you know. But it's just because they're used to what has been given to them, and they feel that, you know, if it's not given by the white coat, that it's not good. And when you say herbs, they think you're talking about some drugs, some actual drugs, and you're not. So we just have to continue to educate our people. Wake them up slowly but surely so, again, they can live happily. But go ahead.
I got to, justify because this past week I was feeling really drained and slow and aches like crazy.
That's your
I wrestle with a lot of gout sometimes, and I don't eat no pork. I don't eat no fish, shellfish and all that. But then I called another brother, and he said he felt the same way this week. So I know we're being attacked through water, food, chemtrails, etc. So, I'm so tempted to grab some ibuprofen, which I finally found out increases your chance for a heart attack up to 50% now. Up to 50%. When you first take it, you can potentially have a heart attack while on that drug. So bad. But I went ahead, I may have spoke about this last week, and got some devil's claw, cat's claw, alfalfa sprout, and burdock root, and started drinking the tea, along with taking some fenugreek, which the herbalist Tamar went and got for me. But listen to this fenugreek, because I also wanted to, I thought maybe I need testosterone since I'm getting up in age. And I said, no, I found out that these GNC is using herbs, and they're intensifying the herbs with chemicals to produce these muscle-building, body-building drugs that everybody takes. Stay away from that muscle milk and all that crap. It's destroying your kidneys and your liver.
Right.
So, the fenugreek, listen to this. It's an anti-cholesterolemic, anti-inflammatory, anti-phlogistic, an anti-tumor, anti-cardiotonic, anti-carminative, deals with parasites, it's an emollient, it's an expectorant, hypoglycemic. Fenugreek is wonderful. Go get the fenugreek seed.
Can you spell that, please, for them?
F-E-N-U-G-R-E-E-K. And its botanical name is Trigonella bonum gracilis, gracilis, something like that. But listen to this. Here are the nutrients inside fennel seed, and you can get it crushed up into powder, or you can get the seed. This is so potent. You got to get this in your diet every day. Listen, amino acids, calcium, choline, essential fatty acids, iron, lecithin, lysine, magnesium, manganese, niacin, phosphorus, potassium, selenium, silicon, tryptophan, which helps you sleep, zinc, vitamins A, B1, B2, B3, C, D, and E. It's like, what else do you need? You hear all this?
I hear that.
Don't take warfarin when you're using this.
All right, that's blood thinner.
Right. And don't use insulin.
Diabetes.
Right. The seed is very nourishing and is one of the most efficacious. efficacious tonics in cases of physical debility caused by anemia or by infectious diseases, especially where a nervous factor is involved. It is also rich in phytoestrogens. It aids in hormone production and facilitates the development of the mammary glands that feed on estrogens. Research shows that the seeds can inhibit cancer of the liver, lower blood cholesterol, and triglyceride levels. Also may have an anti-diabetic effect. So a lot of great things. You can do your research on fenugreek. And it's one of the key resources in the testosterone GNC drug building formulas.
As always, do your research. Do your research. Make sure that it's not interacting with any other drugs or herbs that you're taking. You want to make sure that you do your research. Just don't take our word for it, because again, we're not herbalists, we're not physicians. We're just sharing information that we've received to our people to do the research on and live healthy. So again, I encourage you to get that. If you're in the Bay Area, you can go to your friendly Rainbow and get that.
That is a bomb store.
If you are in other areas, you know, look at Whole Foods, look at Sprouts. If you have a store like Rainbow in the Bay Area, try to go out and see if they have the herbs. Or go online. That seems to be the next shopping places online. And you can get it from there. But again, I urge you, just do your research. You want to make sure that you're taking herbs that are applicable to what you're dealing with in your life. Again, Most High is the ultimate healer. Make sure you're not in sin, because sin is transgression of the law.
I'm not going to be long, and I want to speak on a few things before I hang up. So first and foremost, understanding what sin is. Sin is 1 John 3 and 4, transgressing the law and breaking the commandments. Unfortunately, and I hate to say this, but a lot of people that want to insist on keeping their old Christianic ways and they have a hard time tearing off, and find yourself being left behind because there's a progressive movement in the atmosphere. And I need you to know that the natural types the spiritual. Spiritual are the things that are unseen. And so when you can't see it, it begins to manifest in the natural. What scripture is that? L to B, 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter. That the things that are unseen are eternal, and the things that are seen are temporal. They pass. So if you go there, you'll see that. And what I'm alluding to is that we're moving into an era that everybody is awoke to have the problems. But what's happening is you're waking up on the wrong side of the bed, to the wrong side of truth, and you have no idea what's transpiring all around you in reality. And you need to be steadfast. I applaud my people that are very prideful people, but your pride will also destroy you at the same time. Going back to those within the church, don't ever forget Matthew's 7th chapter. And we will have a lot of people stand before the Most High, Hayah, and say, didn't I do all these things in your name? And he'll be like, depart from me. I never even knew you when you were doing those things. You need to understand Acts the 19th chapter that explains what transpired when people tried to duplicate the miracles of Apostle Shaul and the other apostles, but weren't operating under the power of the Most High Yah. So understand this. I'm not given to camps and movements, excitements, what's the theme of the day, what's hot, what's not.
The next best thing.
It's about consistency, because the race is not given to the swift or the strong, but the one that can endure. What does that mean? You have to find a cadence that allows you to be steadfast, consistent, that will help you to endure. And consistency is the key. Now, I'm the king of hating monotony. I don't like doing the same damn thing over and over. But enduring will involve consistency with some type of program. What program am I in reference to? Wake up every morning and don't you even turn on that TV until first thing in your life and your mind should be, I connect with you, Father, because you let me open my eyes. Not the person in this bed next to me, not that job I got to go to, and not the Channel 2 news that's going to tell me about the traffic and who got killed last night. I need to connect with you spiritually because that's who I am. My essence is my presence inside of my body. And that's the only thing that's going to last. Here on Blueprint for Life, we talk about the statutes, laws, and commandments. And the reason they're a blueprint for your life because they provide an infrastructure of a life that where you can be blessed. If you're waking up, you're seeing that black people go through hell, but I'm here to tell you that it's because Deuteronomy 28, Psalms 19, Psalms 83, and Revelations 2 and 9, 3 and 9 tells us why we go through hell. But you can begin to repeal these curses off of you when you come back to the commandments and repent of the sins of your forefathers and the things that they caused. It can be a beautiful life, and he wants you to have a beautiful life because he said, I came that you might have life and have that more abundantly. I mean, it's not a depressing life. I don't understand this, and I say this one all the time, too. This is at my forefront because I've been around some Christians who are depressing. They look pathetic. They look like they should just jump off the bridge. The Most High said that he inhabits the praises of his people. And then on top of that, he said, listen, if I inhabit the praise that you give me, that means I live inside the praise. Now, let me go one further. If I live inside the praise, Scripture also says that in my presence is the fullness of joy. So all I have to do is praise him out of my mouth. He will live inside my praise. And when he's in my presence, I'll experience the fullness of joy. This show, you need to turn some music on in your house, dance, praise, worship. It's the Shabbat. It's the Sabbath. This is our day. It ain't Sunday. Get that Christianity off your mind. We talked about this last week. In the 1800s, the Catholic Church changed Sabbath day from Saturday to Sunday. He rose on the eve of the Shabbat. They came on Sunday because they knew they couldn't come out of their house and do any work because they kept the Sabbath. Came the next day, the first day, to take care of his body, and he was already risen. Man, it's like a Jedi mind trick going on with you people. If you're going to wake up all the way. There's some things that the Most High has showed us we can't talk about because we'll just be typified as lunatics and be dismissed. Mm-hmm. And that's how the world has programmed you, that if anybody talks like this, dismiss them. They're lunatics. But it's because you're still asleep. You will begin to conform and transform if you start keeping these commandments. And I bet you I can't even say 90% of you listening to this know the Ten Commandments by heart. And that's all we need to keep. That's the most important thing there is. So we're going to cut it short because we're on the road. Anything you want to say?
No, I just want to thank our listeners and followers for listening in to the shows. Continue to share these broadcasts to people as we are trying to help people get into the kingdom. So share the lessons. I hope you're encouraged throughout the week. If you had a long week, rough week, let it go. It's the Shabbat, baby. Oh my God, I love the Shabbat. A day of rest, a day of just talking the Most High, listen to lessons, just the day to unwind. And like Elder B said, we have to renew our minds. We have to be renewed and refreshed in the way we think and how we act and how we treat people and how we serve our Abba. I just encourage you to be strong in the Lord and don't allow anything to get you out of character to where you get who in control.
Don't find fault with nobody else until you find all your faults.
Right.
You're looking for sure obstacle truth. Think that you already have it because truth is journey is not a destination. Shalom. Be encouraged. May the Most High bless you. Enjoy this Sabbath. Praise the Father.
Praise
Him today. Don't take your own thoughts.
Right.
Just give Him all the praise.
That's
true. I think that's it, right?
Well, yes. You're done.
Yeah,
you
got to say,
because you
told
for a long time. Okay,
well,
let me focus up on this room.
All right. All right. This is Truth Music, the Truth Movement. Yo, we've been a part of the biggest conspiracy the planet has ever known, man. You ever wonder why everybody seems to hate us? Everywhere we go, seems like everybody hate us. The world is against us. We gon' bring y'all some light, you know what I mean? Check it out.
It's been a long time, but we waking up so many. Lies been told, we waking up so many. Locked up so many, shot down. You can't keep Judah from his crown. Try to hold us, try to break us. Take our names away, but couldn't shake us. Now praise to the Most High with all your might. What's going on? We didn't realize.
Christians lie to us, read the Bible, the history is tied to us, nobody cried for us, Messiah died for us, ask the saints, all of them cry for us at last, the truth has finally come out, we the people of the Bible, this is no doubt, can these bones live, I am living proof and baffled, why my people hate the truth, false religions, false idols, false titles, this is truth music, not elementary recitals, feel this y'all, get close to the speaker, the world strengthens me when I'm feeling weaker, let it sink down, deep into your mental truth, get so hot it overheat, instrumentals, we from the big cities, plus the big lights, what a feeling y'all, we the Israelites,
long time, but we waking up so many, lies been told, we waking up so many, locked up so many, shot down, you can't keep Judah from his crown, try to hold us, try to break us.
Time full of bravery, hung in trees just like the Savior. Had to pick up the pen and put the truth down on paper. And if you don't believe me, check out the script. Deuteronomy 28 and 68, that's a tip on who was brung to the U.S. on slave ships. Learn real history, not these BS heretics, governments, politicians making satanic decisions. Walt Disney turning kids into magicians. But now, truth is coming out in these last days. Put the strong drink down and throw away your haze. Plagues, don't worry, the Most High will bring them. You want to know whose address is from the kingdom? We from the big cities, plus the big lies. What a feeling, y'all, we the Israelites.
Long time, but we waking up so many. Lies been told, we waking up so many. Locked up so many, shot down. You can't keep Judah from his crown. Try to hold us, try to break us. Take our names away, but couldn't shake us. Now praise to the Most High with all your might. What a feeling, y'all, we the Israelites.
The pit man of Israelite thing is really it, mind blowing. Who knowing, try to stop me from flowing. Red or green light, I just keep on going. I quiet up like a church mouse that's tiptoeing. My brothers live in falsehood, they not knowing. Think we niggas, think we black Americans, Democrats or Republicans. Pledge allegiance to fraternity, burn eternally. Tell them the truth, my folks quit to turn on me. They still learning me, my family is concerning me. I got a flow that's just straight up, be earning me. But Satan got a tooth in the back, y'all don't miss it. They call me king, but my hand, you don't kiss it. We from the big cities, plus big lights. What a feeling, y'all, we the Israelites.
Long time, don't be waking up so many. Lies been told, be waking up so many. Locked up so many, shot down. You can't keep Judah from his crown, try to hold. Take our names away, but couldn't take us now.
God's chosen people.
That's true.
You gotta wake up and act like you, man. Pull your pants up, man.
Sisters,
y'all gotta cover yourself. It's not the way of the Most High.
Follow the Messiah. Follow the Messiah. Follow the Messiah. Follow the Messiah. Follow the Messiah.